you like vampires? Then please check out Colleen of Lotta Tale of the Damned, a brand new Kickstarter coming August 15th with art by Tim Vigil, Matt Slay, and variant covers by Chandra Akerblom, Heather Rose, and many more. You can find a link over on the Vlada a Dracula Tale page or one of the variant cover artists. Please consider following the Kickstarter today, which is a sequel to Vlada a Dracula Tale. If you missed Vlada a Dracula Tale, books from Vlada can be picked up on the Kickstarter to help the campaign reach its goal. Again, the Kickstarter launches August 15th. It can be found on Kickstarter at Colleen the Vampire or on the Vlada a Dracula Tale page social media, on Twitter, Facebook, or the Radio Horror page or Instagram. Again, please consider helping us get to our goal of $7,000. Thank you.
Hi, this is Michael McConaughey. I'm the voice of Vampire Hunter D and a lot of other things. I've been very fortunate in being able to be a whole lot of different people in my career. You are listening to the Vampire Movie Minute Podcast, and you better enjoy it.
Welcome back to the Vampire Movie Minute Podcast, a podcast dedicated to every vampire movie I deem fit to be on this network. We are at the end of From Dusk Till Dawn, and I'm just kind of going through the credits right now. We have medic stage manager Taylor Cummins and studio teacher Jandy Tias, Band Apart Legal, Los Hooligans Legal, Toplatin Garantias, Snakes Providers. Oh, that's interesting. Mostly we had snake handlers on this movie. Director of photography, gaffer, additional gaffer, key grip, visual effects operator, productions assistant, additional photography for the Mexican unit. They shot in Mexico. Creative director, Peter Sternlight. Digital composer, Steve Scott. Visual FX producer, Karen Sikoris. Julie Glazer, Gina War. A lot of females in the FX department, which is really cool. Considering in the mid-1990s, you would never have thought about it being like a female-heavy business. Like the art director is Karen DeJong. Matte paintings by Illusion Arts Inc. Let's look up who they are, because I'm not familiar with the matte paintings, and I believe it's the last scene in the movie with the truckers' trucks in the back of the temple that we see. Illusions Art Inc. Visual effects, special effects. They provided work for Star Trek The Next Generation, Star Trek Deep Space Nine, Voyager, Enterprise. Wow, a lot of Star Trek stuff. So they did a lot of matte painting work for them. Music in it, opening box, She's Killing Me, Foolish Hearts. Original motion picture score can be found on CD. I don't think there's a vinyl record release for this movie, but I might be wrong. But I have never seen one. So again, I might be wrong. Just in case it was very limited release. I don't think there's a score release for this film either, which is kind of funny. Special thanks to the cities of Barstow and Lancaster and Scott Spiegel. Stock footage provided by Film and Video Stock Shots. Grip and lunch equipment provided by Hollywood Rentals. Titles and opticals by Cinema Research Corporation. Originated on Eastman Color Negative, provided by Kodak. Kodak Film making movies. 1995, Miramax. Disney film. Animal action was monitored by the Animal-Human Association. No animals were harmed in the making of this film. Well, that's good to know. From Dusk Till Dawn, then comes up in a blood-red title sequence like it does at the beginning of the movie. No post-credit scene. This is not that day yet we had post-credit scenes with almost any movie. And also, there's not a lot of vampire movies that have a post-credit scene. But that's it. Otherwise, you do get one shot of the cast and crew running to the camera, and they're all taking a photo in front of the From Dusk Till Dawn, the bar, the titty twister. So I guess that technically is a post-credit scene in some way, but it's just like just a behind the scenes of everyone running to the camera saying hello, goodbye. It's really cool, actually. This is something I don't think I'd seen before, and they all just wave goodbye to everybody. Kind of neat. If you have the Blu-ray or the DVD, check it out. The Blu-ray and the DVD are the same thing. There's never been like a collector's edition of this film, and I do not believe there's a 4K version of this yet. If there was, we would definitely have covered it. I think I've covered pretty much all of the releases for From Dusk Till Dawn. There's a video on my YouTube channel you can check out. Thanks, everybody, for checking out our coverage of From Dusk Till Dawn. Thanks to all the co-hosts we had on to help us with this, especially Laws Cadman, who was on for more episodes than anyone else. Chris Derekoch from the Jay and Silent Bob Movie Minute Podcast, always been on for several of our episodes. thanks to him and his show. And we'll be back in a few weeks, beginning our coverage of Blade here on the Vampire Movie Minute podcast. Please leave us ratings on iTunes, Amazon, Stitcher, Spotify, or send us an email, thatradiohorror@gmail.com. Thank you, everyone.